You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of leaked images and police documents show members of the Uyghur population in detention in China's Xinjiang region under armed police guard. Human rights groups believe China has detained more than 1 million Uyghurs as part of its crackdown on minority Islamic populations. China says the Uyghurs are in re-education camps to free themselves of extreme views, while others have been sentenced to years in prison for charges which include listening to Islamic lectures or travelling to certain Muslim countries. The photos show only a small proportion of the population, about 3,000 detainees, but they are an extremely rare look inside what is a highly secretive operation, which some Western nations have labelled as genocide.
And the local police files, they say that the police authorities in the camps, if trainees seek to escape, then the police can fire a warning shot, they're not required to apparently, and then if the detainee continues to escape, they are to shoot to kill. That's the Chinese word.
That's Dr. Adrian Yens from the US-based Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation speaking to Al Jazeera. The police files were leaked to Dr. Yens before being passed on to journalists. He says the files link China's president to the events happening in the region.
Xi Jinping was closely informed. He knew that the camps were overcrowded, and then he ordered officials to make resources available for more prison guards, for more police guards, for expanding camps and building new camps.
The photos were taken between January and July 2018 in a small county in the region. The youngest detainee at the time was 15, the oldest 73. Mehmet Obul is the president of the Australian Uyghur Association. He came to Australia as a refugee 20 years ago, but has not heard from his sisters back home in Xinjiang for 6 years. He is from the same county in Xinjiang where these photos have come from.
In that county, I came actually from that county with 250,000, maybe 200,000 people, I think, when I was there. And I tried to contact recognize the pictures, but I couldn't recognize anyone because I left from the Rio region very long. So I'm very, very saddened, and also very disturbing images. I left 4 sisters, but I'm not sure whether all of them are still well or normal. I'm not sure because I didn't have any contact.
Ramila Shanishev is the president of the Australian Uyghur Tangrata Women's Association.
So everyone is, you know, going through those pictures thinking, is there a family member? Is there a neighbor or someone that they studied with or someone that they may know that's in the pictures that have been released?
She says Australia's new government has an opportunity to take a stand against what's occurring in Xinjiang.
Genocide's being committed in the 21st century, and Australia needs to act. And with the new government in place, I know that prior to elections, they were speaking quite strongly about how they're going to do business with China. We just have to hold them to account now and say, act on those promises, pre-election promises that you've made.
The photos have been leaked as the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, visits Xinjiang. The US State Department spokesperson, Ned Price, says the trip should not be going ahead.
Based on our understanding of the planned restrictions that she will be subjected to during the visit, we have no expectation that the PRC will grant the necessary access required to conduct a complete, unmanipulated assessment of the human rights environment in Xinjiang. We think it was a mistake to agree to a visit under these circumstances where the High Commissioner will not be granted the type of unhindered access, free and full access that would be required.
China has vehemently denied allegations it is committing genocide against the Uyghur people, calling them the lie of the century. Sean Wales, SBS News.